All right, you had time to sleep on what you heard yesterday. What are you thinking today?
Well, it's highly emotional, and it is, I think, must be acknowledged that how you view yesterday has a lot to do with the lens that you view it through. And I, as a former sex crimes prosecutor, somebody who's actually been in the courtroom and prosecuted cases where it is one person's word against the other, this is not uncommon in allegations such as this, I found Dr. Ford to be very credible. But I also understand the emotion that was on display by Judge Kavanaugh. So I think it is unfortunate that we're not willing to reopen the FBI investigation. I think there are opportunities for corroboration that are being ignored. And I think that's unfortunate. I don't approve of the way this came forward. I was not involved, and it should have, it would have been much more ideal had this issue come up sooner rather than later. And I understand that, but at the end of the day, you can't listen to her testimony and just completely dismiss it because she brought it to the attention initially of her congresswoman, who happened to be a Democrat. I mean, this woman is not a pawn of the Democratic Party. If anybody who knows Dianne Feinstein knows she's really not capable of a conspiracy. It's not who she is. This is just an unfortunate set of events that were all began because this woman came forward and wanted confidentiality. So I'm not proud of the process, but I don't think the way to fix that is to rush it. Merrick Garland was not even allowed an opportunity to interview with Republican senators or the Senate when he was nominated. That vacancy sat open for over a year, and there was no complaining about that vacancy sitting open for over a year as the Republicans waited for a presidential election. Surely a couple more weeks should not be as problematic. I think the ABA, the American Bar Association, has now said there should be, the background investigation should be reopened. And that's certainly not a political organization. They had ranked Judge Kavanaugh as very qualified, unanimously. So when they say put the brakes on, I hope that people realize that that is not a Democratic conspiracy. That is, let's just slow down and make sure that we have all the facts before we make a final vote. I don't think that's going to happen. And I would finally add that I did make my decision on this before all of this drama. My decision was not based on this allegation. My decision was based on a careful examination of his record as it relates to his view of campaign finance, his view that corporations are people, his view that there should be an ability to give unlimited, anonymous money, even from foreign interests, to influence our elections. That is one of his opinions that he wrote. This is not me putting words in his mouth. He actually wrote this in the decision he wrote on the Blumen case. And so adding someone to the Supreme Court who is going to continue to support the idea that dark, anonymous money can swamp the ability of one voter to make a decision in elections is something I just can't support at this point because I'm watching how corrosive it is in terms of our election processes.
Just as I was sitting here, your opponent sent out something to, I don't know who this is, but freebeacon.com, and they're attacking you saying that you would have opposed any Trump nominee based on something you said in a June 29th speech to supporters. Do you have any comment about that?
Yeah, well, first of all, Free Beacon is a Republican operative. It's not a real journalism. And secondly, I have voted to confirm 2/3 of the judicial nominees of President Trump. 2/3. So I don't think someone who is a knee-jerk opposed to Donald Trump would vote for 2/3 of his judicial nominees. I voted for more than half of his cabinet members, 2/3 of his judicial nominees, and I voted with him on policy about 50% of the time. So I am not one of those Democrats that just is against Trump. I am trying to look at every individual separately, and that's why I took so long to look at Judge Kavanaugh's record, aside from all the drama about the allegation, but his record. And it was his record on dark money that convinced me that he was not the right person to sit on the Supreme Court at this critical moment when we are trying to figure out how we can restore some sanity to our election process.
Also, while I was sitting here at Broke, that Jeff Flake said he is a yes for confirmation. What, take us behind the scenes, what happens now? Will the ladies of the Senate sit down for coffee and kind of go over things before a vote?
No, I don't think so. This is an individual's decision by every member. You have women that will be voting for confirmation and women that will be voting against confirmation. There are still, I think, three senators who have not announced their decision. They will be determinative as to whether or not Judge Kavanaugh will be confirmed. The first vote is at noon tomorrow, so we will know whether Judge Kavanaugh will join the Supreme Court in very short order.
So if you were in their position, would you say, hey, you know, I want to make up this decision myself, whatever you tell me, you know, it's my decision? Those other ladies that are kind of the swing.
I'll tell you, this goes on both sides. Those people who have not yet made up their mind are very independent. In fact, I work with them all the time because I'm independent too. In fact, the people who haven't announced their decision are all in the middle. We are people that work with Republicans and Democrats. Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski work with Democrats all the time. Joe Manchin and I work with Republicans all the time. So these are moderate senators. And moderate senators are used to telling their party no. I do it with some frequency. I tell Chuck Schumer to pound sand with some frequency. So they will make a decision, and anybody who thinks they can influence their decision by doing something inappropriate, like sending coat hangers or putting ads on TV, they don't understand what independent senators are all about. They're going to look at the facts, and they're going to make an independent judgment and decide whether or not he joins the Supreme Court or not.